Now, just a moment here. You know, if you've not received Christ as your Savior, I really don't know what you're waiting for. Maybe you have the mistaken idea that if you become a real seriously committed Christian, that means you're never going to get to do the things you want to do, and you won't get to have any fun anymore. Well, hello, are you having fun? I mean, is a hangover fun? Is hating people fun? No. I'm not going to tell you that if you receive Christ that everything in your life's going to be easy. I'm not going to tell you that you'll never have to go through anything, but I will tell you this, you'll never have to go through it alone. You know, how maybe you came in here one and you'd like to go out two. You'd like to be able to say there's two of us. Christ is in me and I'm in him. Becoming a Christian is not about joining a church and doing a few good works. It's about inviting Jesus to come in and live inside of you. I've been reading scriptures about the Holy Spirit. I love to read those scriptures about how Jesus said, when I go away, I'm going to send you another comforter, a helper, a strengthener, an intercessor, an advocate, a teacher. What a wonderful gift we have in the Holy Spirit. He lives in us. You know, you never even have to make a decision by yourself, because you've always got the peace of God to guide you to say yes or no. So maybe you're here today and you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart. Maybe you're backslidden. You've tried to serve God and you've fallen back into sin. And how'd you get here today? I don't know. A friend brought you. You came in desperation. You thought you were going to see Joel and you got stuck with me. I don't know. Or maybe you even heard I was going to be here and you came for that. But the whole point is whatever you think you came for, God had another reason. Or maybe you're here today and you say, I don't know. I don't know about this born again thing. I mean, I go to church. No, you need to know. So if you're here today and you say, I want you to pray with me. I want to know that I'm born again. I want to surrender. This is not about you just getting Jesus. It's about you giving yourself to him. See, there's a surrender here. You have to be repentant. You need to be willing to turn away from sin and turn toward God. If that's you today and you want us to pray with you, would you just slip your hand up nice and high and let me see where you're at? Oh, I love that. Amen. Come on now, anybody else? Don't. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, now look, I'm going to ask you to do something, and you know, sometimes people don't like it because they think they're going to be embarrassed, but in a minute I'm going to ask you to stand up if you really mean business, and it's not to embarrass you, but here's the thing. If you won't take a stand in here in this building today, you will not go out in the world and take a stand for Christ. You will not. So if you meant it and you're really ready to surrender your life to Christ, I want you to stand up right by your seat right now. We're not going to ask you to come down. Just stand up right where you're at. Come on, all over the place. Just stand up. Amen. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, now listen to me just real quickly. Remain standing. The ushers are going to be giving you a book, something to help you in your new life with Christ. But if you're sitting there thinking, I wish I would have gotten up, you know what? We're going to give you just another opportunity. If you wish you would have and you didn't, how about right now? Right now. All right. Let's all pray with them. And you know what? If you see somebody standing around you, why don't you be a sweet Christian and just reach out and hold their hand or touch their shoulder or just let them know that you love them. Let's all pray this together, nice and loud. Father God, I love you. Jesus, I believe that you died for me. You paid for my sin. You took my place. You took my punishment. I'm sorry for the way I've lived. I repent. I turn away from sin and I turn toward you. I receive you into my life today to be my Savior, to be my Lord, and I give myself to you. Take me just the way I am. Now make me what you want me to be. I believe I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven, and I want to enjoy the journey. Thank you for loving me. Amen. Come on, let's give God a big praise.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching. To get more from Joyce, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing.